Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, John and Gerard Loughran from the Sandymount Hotel, a great business, been operating for 70 years in continuous family ownership down there in D4. John, we'll start with you. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
This business was started by your parents, George and Rosaline, from Northern Ireland originally, came down to Dublin in the late 50s, I think it was.
1955.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was their dream or their vision?
I'm not sure they had one. They were, the times were difficult in the mid-1950s. They both came from the north of Ireland. My mother was pregnant with me, which gives an idea of what age I am. And they were living in a bedsit in Sandymount when this house close to the then Lansdowne Road Stadium came up for sale. They didn't have two shillings to rub together. And fortunately, the guy living next door to them worked in a bank and was from the same neck of the woods in Northern Ireland and got them a loan. And the rest is history.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And my memory of the hotel was a hotel that didn't serve alcohol, which was unusual in the 60s and 70s. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I think a lot of people use the term temperance hotel at that time, and that has kind of biblical or moral connotations, whereas in fact it was purely commercial and lifestyle. My parents initially, for the first number of years of the business, did weddings and did, you had a bar and ran all that. And then around the early 1960s, they felt serve and drink until 2 o'clock in the morning and then being up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do breakfast was too tough a life. And contrary to what a lot of people think, there's a lot more money in bedrooms than there is in drinks. So they focused on bedrooms and said, let people drink elsewhere. And at that time in Ireland, there was it was culturally different. So you had a very strong Christian ethos of Catholic and Church of Ireland persuasions from the north particularly, but also around the country. So they kind of...
That was the customer base.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, interesting. Let's talk to Gerard, the third generation man. How long have you been working in the business, Gerard?
I've been working 20 years now in the business. So I pretty much came in and I've worked in every department, you know. So I worked in the maintenance department, you know, worked reception, porter, everywhere. So pretty much in every department to learn the ropes.
And when did you decide that this was going to be your vocation? Obviously, in the early days, you were just filling in and doing a job. When did you decide to take, I suppose, your grandparents' legacy seriously and be the third man, the third generation to lead the charge?
Pretty much, it was something always when I was a child and when I was growing up, you know, we lived out in Black Rock and my dad would be coming in every morning. Some mornings, you know, I'd be hidden in the back of the car and I'd sneak in with him, you know. But I just loved the hotel in terms of my granda was a real character, you know, real people person. And, you know, I got that from my dad as well. So in terms of all that and being around the hotel and growing up, you know, when I was in about my 20s, you know, that was the stage where I really really felt that, you know, it was something that I wanted to do,
yeah.
You know, and I'd seen like the amount of staff that had been in the hotel and, you know, a number of them had been there for 20, 30 years at this stage. And I wanted to be part of that,
yeah. You
know, and part of the legacy.
John, the area, I suppose they always talk about hotels in terms of location being paramount. That location, you know, with Lansdowne Road, as you called it, and rightly called it earlier, being central to business there, D4 per se has changed a lot, has it not, in the last 20 years?
D4 has changed dramatically in the last 20 years, particularly the financial crash of 2008 probably impacted D4 more than any other part of the country. You had Sean Dunn had acquired the properties up at the Juries and the Berkeley site. You know, you had Bernard McNamara had acquired the Burlington Hotel. So basically, around me, almost every hotel went bust or changed ownership. The Four Seasons went. The entire Bewley's Group went. Tara Towers, all of those. At that time, I had fairly significant debts because I had bought out my brother relatively recently before that. And I suppose the difference between my hotel and the other hotels is that the banks wanted their money back from me, whereas they were happy to let operators in to sell rooms for €20 a night in the other hotel.
Well, it seems like you survived that crisis. You rode that out. It obviously wasn't easy. No. But you now have, I think you say yourself, 180 competitor Dublin hotels.
Yes.
Is there that many in hotels in
there
Dublin?
There are 180 hotels. I think the media tend to focus on Dublin hotels when there's a Taylor Swift concert on or there's a match on and they say such and such a hotel is charging €400 a night and whether it's normally €100 a night. They kind of miss really capturing the true situation of the hotel market in Dublin. There's 180 hotels in Dublin. That means I have 179 competitors. If my price isn't at a rate that's acceptable, if my product isn't to a standard that people expect, if the standard of delivery of service isn't what people expect, and if I'm not located where people want to be, they've 179 options. Nothing is tying them to come to me. So it's a very competitive market, and particularly we are one of the last remaining independent hotels. So most of the other hotels are corporately owned with much deeper pockets than ours. And so we have to be very mindful of how we run our business and just mark ourselves out as different, you know.
Jared, what do you see as the future for the business, given what's gone, you know, and the track record that the business has? Where do you see the business going in the next 20 years?
Certainly what we need to do is, in the near future anyway, is just be a little cautious in terms of our cost, the cost increase that we have had, significant cost increase, and our revenue growth hasn't been at the same level. So, you know,
it's hard to make money in hotels these days, isn't it?
It depends. If you look at our average room rate year to date is €127. So if you look at that compared to, you know, like my dad said, a Taylor Swift concert or something, you might be charging €300. But if you look at it throughout the whole year, our average room rate last year in 2024 was €155.
Right.
You know, so it's actually good value for money.
Yeah.
You know, so in terms of, it's trying to build our brand, it's trying to reinvest back in the property, you know, we're looking at it from everything that we do in terms of reinvestment now has to be with sustainability at the forefront of it as well.
You have 187 rooms.
Yeah.
It's a 4-star property.
Yeah.
You know, on one level you say 187 rooms, wow, that's a lot of rooms to fill. But it's probably the sweet spot, is it not, in terms of the right number of rooms if you're having events, if you're having weddings. In other words, you're not filling up every other hotel in the area.
Yeah, well, that's it, you know. In terms of what, like, the hotel comes alive when there's a sports event on in the stadium, you know. The hotel is just a hub of, in terms of the atmosphere outside, in our outside area, we have the bars outside, you know. In terms of managing that in rooms, we have 187 rooms, but we have actually given 12 of them to our staff.
Have you?
So our staff actually, majority of them are in housekeeping, in the hospitality industry. The minimum wage is quite low. I know it's increased over the last while, but for them, you know, to be out there, they didn't have. So we decided that it would work for us as well, to put them up in the hotel.
Interesting.
So they live there. So 12 of our rooms we've taken off the market, views for them, and they get their breakfast, lunch and dinner all paid for as well. So
yeah, that's very interesting. And it's a good initiative. And like all good initiatives, it works both ways. It works for the people who work for you.
Yeah.
And it works for you as the employer.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly for us, the staff are the heartbeat of the hotel. We have Beatrice at reception. She's been there over 40 years. But all the staff in the hotel, in terms of their growth and move forward, and, you know, it's just fantastic to see that we have a number of their children and grandchildren coming through and working within the hotel. So that's what it, they're not just a number. They're part of our family.
Yeah, great. You know? John, family businesses, again, I came from one. I know what it's like. They can present their challenges both from a business perspective and indeed a human one. I presume you're no different to anybody else. How do you manage those challenges?
Well, I think my first comment would be that I knew the late Bobby Kerr very well, your late father, and he was one of life's absolute gentlemen.
Well, thank you for saying that.
You know, down in the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny, and I'm sure you better than most understand the dynamic of father-son in that kind of environment.
Sure I do, yeah.
I suppose a family business presents challenges. Firstly, in the operation of the business, and I think you have to balance the family dynamic with the business dynamic, and for most people, and I'm sure you're no different, your family come before everything,
yeah.
You know, and you know the business comes number two. But if you have, you know, if the family's well-being is dependent on the business survival and the business performance, you can't just say, well, yeah, you know, we'll keep Mary happy or Johnny happy or whatever. You have to strike a balance. And I think in day-to-day business decisions, you know, you have to balance that conflict. The challenge, I suppose, in a continuing intergenerational business is, firstly, like, my parents started the business. You then came to the juncture of them stepping back. So myself and my brother Paul, we took over the business initially, and working out what we had three sisters as well, and working out that dynamic and having everybody talking to each other is one thing. And I'm really, we've moved a generation forward now. And it's now at the juncture. I have four children, and weighing up the pros and cons, I have felt Jared has been working there for 20 years. He's passionate and dedicated to the business.
Well,
so it's kind of balancing that dynamic out can be challenging.
Well, well done. And at least you've thought about it, and you've thought long and hard about it, I'm sure. And best of luck to you, Jared, on taking on the torch and the baton for your generation. John and Jared Loughran from Sandymount Hotel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.